Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Soybeans are the focus of Inside Agriculture today. Let's get a crop report from Mike McCraney, Claremont, South Dakota farmer. Mike is a fourth generation farmer who grows beans and corn, and this is Mike's third year on the United Soybean Board. Also serves on the demand action team for the infrastructure and connectivity priority area. Member of the South Dakota Soybean Association, belongs to Farmers Union and Farm Bureau, and the United States Soybean Export Council Board Director.
We had the third most snow that on record for our winter, and that's just the probably the northern third of South Dakota. Though that snow belt went into North Dakota, so what did that cause us? That caused us to have a real late snow melt. Our snow did not leave until we were well into the first part of May before our snow was starting to give us some bare fields. We did not start planting any crops until the 15th of May. It started out, generally it went from winter to we had 15 minutes of spring, it seemed like, and then we went into summer. And that heat stayed. We had no precipitation whatsoever until we got into the latter part. Oh no, we were past June 10th before we started getting any showers at all. Our corn and soybeans, the corn went in the ground very, very well. We had no trouble with the stands on the corn, but because we turned off dry, our topsoil dried out so bad, we had a hard time hitting moisture with our soybeans. So we have some areas where we have some problems with our stands. We planted soybeans right up till the 10th of June, which is the final plant date for crop insurance. We do not have as many prevent plant acres as we did last year. In fact, we probably have, I don't even know the percentage right now, but not a lot. Here's my report for our marketing. Myself, I'll start with me. I am 100% sold out on corn of last year, and I have no soybeans left, so I'm kind of like Stan there. My wife, who is usually the best marketer, she's sold out of last year's soybeans. Better than all of us, but she still got a few bushels of corn left. Not a lot, but probably I'd say maybe less than 10%. The two sons, they're sold out on corn and sold out on soybeans as well. Now moving into new crop, I think myself, my wife, and one son has 25% new crop sold, and the other son has 50% of his soybeans sold. So that's kind of the way we are. Corn, nobody has any corn sold. I think we're going to head down that improvements in genetics and everything like that. Something that I think, and I keep telling my sons this, what they will see, I won't see it, but I see a time when they will not even be in a combine or a tractor. Everything that they will have, they'll be able to run multiple units at one time. A lot of that's going to happen because of labor shortages that we see on our farms. So that's probably a big change I think will happen. Other than that, I hope to see a lot of improvement in our handling of things from farm to the markets.
Mike McCraney, Claremont, South Dakota soybean farmer, member of the United Soybean Export Council, United Soybean Board, South Dakota Corn Growers, South Dakota Soybean Association, serves on the local church board, and farms with his two sons. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.